do the bones go? Here, I'll figure it out.
Just put them in your bowl and chill.
No, don't put it. Sienna? Don't put them back where
you're
the clean
ones are. You're
going to freak.
Don't
eat. No. Don't put them back
there.
Where. No. No.
See?
Okay, here's a plate.
Singing. You got her really freaked out. Singing. Let me see. Here, pour some
sugar
on
me.
Pour some.
What are you doing?
Pour is there wet naps?
Stuff in there.
I thought you said you didn't need any.
Change my mind,
Wings. I like hot wing ding.
Change my mind, Wings and Things.
It's a good thing we're all getting along so well.
Yeah, we're almost done and all.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, ready? You guys ready?
Yes.
On your mark, $1 for every wing we eat.
Is
your
there
mark?
A timer?
Yes, there is.
And his name is Mikey.
No, wait. I got a timer. Are you ready?
We're just going to do it for a minute?
Yeah, we're going to do it for a minute.
Oh, I'll have
wow.
Like two.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Wood is not messing around.
I'm enjoying it too much.
One.
There's one.
These are really good. Wingstop. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Wingstop.
Mm-hmm. Hooters, no, these wings are fantastic.
Wingstop. Thank you.
Jasper.
You Jasper's wings?
I can.
I can.
I guess I love it.
Here's me some wings.
That's two. Woods is all like three down.
I cheated and had like two already before we started.
Oh, you need to get a little more meat off that bone, boy.
Really?
I got plenty of meat on my bone. I said off of it. That's what I was talking about. Way to prove my point.
I'm playing with my bones.
Boy.
Oh, forgot. I was one from earlier.
This is great.
Riveting.
Compelling. Wow. Rich. Three.
There is $2 to... Yeah. Rady Children's Hospital.
You only had two?
I just need reasons to come up with deep chicken.
Yeah. Why didn't we just say, hey, we're going to take a short break, go eat some chicken wings, and be right back.
Why didn't we just say, hey, listen, for the next 60 seconds, we're going to eat like pigs.
Yeah. How about $5 for every wing?
Oh, what?
Easy, big time.
Okay, let's go $5 every wing.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Again? Oh, God.
Oh, don't even act like you can. You're grossing me out, Woods. You got a whole bone in his face.
Wood.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, boy. I'm the last.
Jamie, you know how I like it.
Oh, these are good.
I'm a mess. Mmm.
Oh, they're not. It's really clean.
Mmm. You wore white. Good choice.
No more drumsticks. Weird.
I got a whole...
Glad I shaved.
Mmm. Mmm.
So, wonder what them ones are doing. They miss us, I know that.
Yeah. I think Garrett and Rick are pretty stoked about that.
Bringing us over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Great show, guys. Uh-huh. It sucks.
The whole chicken wing eating contest?
Love that 4 o'clock hour, guys, with the wings.
Fucking chewed.
Freaking riveting.
Hey, do that again.
Yeah. Numbers really spiked.
All right.
Where is G-Money?
Maybe you start... Wing Wednesdays, dorks.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, Scott Shannon would have nixed that bit from the get-go.
Garrett, don't get mad.
I'm sorry, Shannon. It's a weak bit. Okay? Jesus. Be original.
You're eating wings.
You're eating wings in the friggin' air.
But we need to eat at some point.
I know, but it's a stupid
thing. I don't pay you to eat. All right? I pay you to bring numbers.
Garrett. I don't pay you to eat a bunch of wings.
I'm just kidding, Garrett. I love you.
Do you?
Yes.
Detroit.
You should come see us.
Yeah.
Come you'll love me. Quit eating wings on the air. And stay out of the reader.
Oh, my gosh, I'm dumb.
You have to be done.
You ever just serve time for something that happened 10 months ago?
Real good.
Well.
You ever do something infamous? Ding-a-ling?
You ever hire an infamous guy and expect different?
Definition of crazy, pal. You ever hire a loose cannon? Expect him to be a tight cannon?
Ever eat 50 wings?
It's okay.
Well, that was well worth the binge.
Still going.
Those are good wings.
Those are delicious.
What's the name of the place that brought this?
Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Yeah. Wingstop.
Take my whole stack of napkins and walk away with them?
Yeah.
Thank you, Wingstop. All right.
These are, I mean, delicious wings.
Yeah. Hence why we can't stop eating
Holy
them.
Holy crap.
time for us to do something really cool.
Okay.
Start playing bits so we can eat more. Playing songs.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I know that you've been waiting for me, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all up on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. Boy, I know that fear does set my temperature through. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's gonna live with me when I do.
This is a Filipino guy? Filipino?
Sure.
Filipino guy.
I think it said on YouTube. Korean.
Korean.
Korean guy. Singing Mariah Carey.
Baby, I'm up in my business like a Wendy interview, but this is private. Between I touch my body.
Touch my body.
Yep. Listen me around. Play with some more. Touch my body. Throw me on the bed. I just wanna make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, wrap me in my thighs, all around your waist, just a little taste. Touch my body, know you love my cup. Come on and give me what I deserve. Boy, you can put me on your like a brand new idea. I hug you better, tighter than my favorite cheese. I want you to caress me like a tropical breeze. Floating with you in the Caribbean Sea. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's gonna live with me.
Did he say if there's a camel up the hill?
Yeah. He did. That's exactly what he said.
Something with Gong Li.
Jay? Yeah, they're ready for it.
Who is?
The webcam now, I think, can go up.
All right.
The building's kind of slowing down.
No, no, no. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Wow.
All right, gang, here. Fresh.
Fresh 20?
Yep.
All right.
I don't have any cash. Todd?
Yeah.
Who wants it?
Because you're all private. And you
who wants
nice.
It? Can we get a box? When we go down there, you
yeah, we'll handle it.
Touch my body.
Okay, we don't need it right now.
Don't make me right, some
I'll,
money.
I'll put it in the box. I will put it in the box.
Put it in the box.
Here, you don't trust me. Take it.
You take
I'm
it.
Not taking
no,
it.
No, Jay's cheap. I'll do it.
Hey, Jasmine, got you some Christmas presents with the money I got from Brady Children's.
For the kids, come on.
Jasper's a kid.
Hey, Jasper, look at this box of money Daddy found.
All right, we're going to give you an example of what we do. Going to give you a little example of what we do on the Mikey Show, especially for those of you that are listening to the Mikey Show for the first time. You haven't heard us. This is somebody that drops into the studio from time to time. He's our station manager. His name is Hoyle. Today's my day to pick the music. I'm a wolf mother.
A home run so far, pal.
I have eclectic musical taste. I like Duran Duran. Is There Something I Should Know? George Jones. She Thinks I Still Care. And Wolf Mother. Woman. It's different.
I saw these guys at Cane's. It was just like me and two other people.
Really?
200 other people just right there. These guys kill it.
Sound like Zeppelin, dude.
I mean, seriously, it's Sonic. The guy plays an organ like that. He lifts it all up on the side and just going crazy. I love it.
It's a trip, man.
Love it.
When people have crazy talent.
Yeah.
And they're able to do that. I cannot play the guitar myself. Am I hearing something?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, what is that?
I turned off my mic. Sorry.
If you're just tuning in, Sienna announced that she is pregnant with a little baby girl.
A little baby girl.
Speaking of pregnant, shouldn't we ban when people say prego or preggers?
No.
Can
I don't
we?
Care.
Can we do
I
that?
I like it. That's what I said when Sienna was like, I have to tell you guys something. I was like, you're preggers!
You did. Band. That doesn't bother me.
Band.
Preggers is funny.
Preggers. People text me, hey, preggers.
570-1949. I want to talk to you about the weirdest neighbors you've had. M1 Harold. Harold, first of all, I owe you an apology because you're a good friend of mine, and I didn't even know yesterday was your birthday.
Hey, dude, you are a busy guy. You got the number one show in San Diego. You're a busy guy.
I know, but I still forgot, and I feel bad. And I know I had seen it at some point last week or something.
I probably saw it on the Facebook.
I did too. I made a mental note.
I know,
to
man.
Not drop the ball. I dropped the ball.
I love you guys. I ain't sweating it.
Thanks, brother.
I owe you one, dude.
I'll accept it.
All right. What do you got?
Dude, I had the craziest neighbor ever. It was like a scary movie. I had a neighbor who was a schizophrenic and an alcoholic.
Whoa. Is that the dude that you told me about, that the middle of the night stuff?
Oh, yeah, dude. I called the cops on him four times in one night. He was up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning screaming at the top of his lungs and talking to himself in different voices.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, are you kidding? My skin is crawling.
Oh, dude, I remember when this was going on, and he just telling me about the story creeped me out.
Was it in an apartment, Harold?
No.
Oh, a house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the chills just telling you about it. I'm getting, just going back to this night, I ended up having him arrested because if the cops didn't take him away, I was going to jump the fence.
Just take him down.
Harold's a professional arm wrestler.
Yeah, Harold will
woke my kids up. My 5-year-old son goes, "Dad, what is wrong with that guy? He's crazy."
Oh, dude.
That is
nuts.
It was
the gnarliest thing I've ever seen.
That is crazy.
I ended up recording it because it was so crazy.
It was nuts.
You recorded it?
I did, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hear that sometime.
I got to dig it up. It's somewhere, but it's so crazy.
Thanks, Harold. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday,
bro.
Guys.
Happy belated, bro. M1 Jason.
Hello.
You had a neighbor that did what?
Several things. The first thing in the week, I came home and he was stealing power from my outlet. Through
what?
His window with an extension cord.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
That is genius.
Oh, my gosh. What would you do? What would you
do? How do you react? How do you react? Yeah.
How do you react? What do you do? What did you do?
I unplugged it and threw it back up into his window, but he decided to steal power from the neighbor next door.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, well, I can't steal it from there anymore. I guess I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So he powered up his stereo so he could blast Beck, "Loser" on repeat.
Oh,
all
no.
Night. Oh, wow.
I'm a loser, baby.
But he needed something to keep him awake because he was brewing crystal in his toilet, which started to leak into my house.
Is that a true story, that part? Is that a true story? Oh,
this
wow.
is not real life.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He was like, I took the call for Jay because Jay was busy, and he was like, well, I have to pick one. And I was like, no, you need to sum up all three and tell us how this guy got worse and worse.
Oh.
Is this real life?
Unfortunately, yes, boy. It is real
could
life.
Could be a crackhead. Mike.
Yeah, could be a crackhead. I mean, you have to consider that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Could be a crackhead.
Heard you the first time.
Could be a crackhead.
I know that.
I bet it was. Yeah.
Probably
was. Uh-huh.
How?
Unbelievable.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard all that, and I have one that will top it all.
What's that, Hoyle?
That's right. I once lived next door to a person that played mariachi music all night long. And I eventually found out his name was Mikey.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
You get it?
Very funny.
I learned that one in comedy class.
Oh, yeah.
That was very funny.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have some advice for your show.
Weird.
And I thought, after putting a little, putting the what they call it, to the grindstone?
Your nose.
Nose, yeah.
Whatever. After I was putting my nose to the grindstone, and thinking about y'all's show, I figured out that what y'all need is street cred.
Really?
Cred? Tell me, I need an example.
I think we're doing okay, though, man, aren't we?
No, you're not. You're not like the ethnic stations here in town.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. And that's the ethnic stations do real good.
But we're not an ethnic.
You ain't one of the 933s or the Channel 90.
90.3.
Channel, what's it called? Screaming Z90.
I think it's jamming.
Jamming Scream 90.
That's exactly
right.
You
gotta be like them, or you gotta be like the other shows, the Pee Wee's Playhouse, and you gotta do the 933 stuff, man. You gotta have street cred.
Oh,
what do you know about street cred?
This is what I want to hear.
First of all, I can tell right now that Sienna has got a little bit of ethnicity to her. I can tell.
I do. I do have a little.
There's got to be some in there.
I'm as white as it gets, but I do have a little background.
You like hip-hop music.
I do.
All right, so I know she does.
Okay.
Whitest person on the show, Lauren O'Brien.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
100%.
if somebody on the show needs the street cred,
it's her.
It's the blondie.
Oh,
over
yeah.
There. Looks like you just won a beauty pageant in Norway, sweetheart.
It's so funny because I did.
You did?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, the best way to do it is for you. I'm going to teach you, do you know Yo Mama jokes? That's what y'all should do.
Oh,
Yo Mama?
Yeah, oil. Do Yo Mama jokes oil. On the
96.
Air.
Those have 1996.
Been,
yeah,
those have been gone for like over 10 years.
Well, they've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, pal.
Yeah.
Been there, done that, got the t-shirt is right. But that's part of the, part of the appeal, y'all, is that you are appealing to the street kids. There's a lot of kids out there that are tagging with spray paint right now that just want to know y'all love them.
Okay. So you think they want to hear the Yo Mama jokes?
Yeah, they've got their Walkmans on, and they got on their Air Jordans, and all they want to do...
This is 96.
This is,
all
yeah.
they want to do is hear about your stuff. This they're listening to their ago. Chaka Khan rap music
Chaka
and all that.
No.
And we fat boys.
Fat the boys. Fat boys right there to the...
the beatbox.
Right.
Yeah. LL Cool J. Oh.
Lauren, do you know how to get into Yo Mama joke?
I have a few.
Contest?
A contest?
Yeah,
is this like a battle?
Wow. Obviously battle.
That's right.
We need the Eminem 8 Mile music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can battle you.
All right.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
Yo Mama's so fat, she eats wheat thicks.
I've never heard that in my life.
See, that's a good one, right?
You guys are supposed to laugh.
That's a good one, you see?
I thought it was going to be bad, and that was good.
Maybe a home dog. See?
Okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty
Wheat
good.
Thicks.
Well, you got to spit some juice back.
Oh, okay,
there.
Okay.
Spit some game at it.
Okay, Norway,
spit some game.
Okay, do I have to say yo mama or your mama?
Yo.
See, it's never going to work.
Yo mama.
Okay. Yo mama.
Yo mama's so fat, she sat on a dollar and she made four quarters.
I don't get it either.
She made change.
I don't even understand what that meant.
All right, battle.
Your mama's so fat. She has to put her belt on with a boomerang.
I got one that's even better.
So you're not supposed to say I got one that's even
yeah,
better.
Just
I
battle
them. Okay.
You're just supposed to spit.
She's
spit
learning.
Venom. You okay. need to spit venom.
Okay. Your mama's so fat, her belt size is the equator. Guys, help
see,
me out
see, here. It's because you ain't street enough.
Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely not street enough.
Oh, and Hoyle
is. First one again.
Your mama's so fat, she broke her leg and gravy poured out.
Your mama's so fat, her blood type is Rocky Road.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Your mama's so fat, she fell down the radio skit.
Took a minute.
I don't actually have any more.
Your mama's so fat, she stepped on the scale. It said, one at a time, please.
Oh, my gosh. Your mom is so fat, she put on a black shirt and went in the ocean, and they thought it was an oil spill.
That's right, Jenna! That's a good one! Your mom is so fat, when she wants someone to shake her hand, she has to give directions.
I don't get it.
I don't get
your
it.
Your mom is so fat, when she wants someone to shake her hand. Explain.
I can do it, too. Your mom is so fat, when she wears high heels, she strikes oil.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Wiz.
I want to hear the first one again in Hoyle's voice.
Your mama's so fat, when she wears a yellow raincoat, people say, taxi?
Hoyle, you know a ton of these,
well,
dude.
Well, it's because I'm street credible.
Where'd you get all this?
Comedy school.
Hoyle.
Got it at comedy school, y'all.
Wait, which one?
I got Douglas O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, it's my uncle.
What?
Douglas O'Brien's was a comedy school back in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's my uncle. He runs it.
No, it was not.
What do you know, Will?
What do you know, Norway? What are you trying to tell me about? You know, your mama's so fat, she's got to iron her pants on the driveway.
Oh, gosh. Your mama's so fat, she eats wheat thicks.
Wheat thicks.
That was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Your mama's so fat. She put puts on her lipstick with a paint roller.
Hoyle, you're good.
Stanky.
You're slaying it today.
Your mama's so fat. Mama's so fat when she tripped on 4th Avenue, she landed on
12th. Oh, my goodness.
All right, one more and that's it.
Okay. Right.
Your mama's so fat. When the highway patrol pulled her over, they made her wear a sign and said, caution, wide turn.
Wait, what did you just say?
No, that one wasn't that good.
You better end on a high note.
Yeah, wow. You have one more? Come on, a good one.
Alright, one more.
He's racking his brain.
I know,
right
he's
now.
Like, I think
I'm trying to remember from Douglas O'Brien because it was only a 4-day school.
Oh, you.
Let me see. Your mama's so fat she fell in love and broke it.
There you go.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Oh,
slay it. Mike, what do you think? Do you think we need more street cred?
I don't know. I mean, do we really? I mean, we're
so one time
we're, we're a rock station. I don't really know that we're lacking in street cred.
Everybody is lacking in street cred except for Crazy Z90. They got it.
Jamming.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And jamming.
Yeah. Yep. And Station 933's got it. You know, because they play that kind of music, Mike. Mm-hmm. They've got it. That's what you need.
It's not what we're going
that
for.
Kind of music.
We're not looking ethnic. I mean, like, we have no problem, but we're not like an ethnic station. We don't play just, you know, one type of music.
Yep. I don't even know if ethnic is, like, a very PC word here.
Every once in a while, you got to throw out Chaka Khan. You got to put on some of the real stronger
Jay-Z.
Stuff.
Jay-Z.
I don't know who that one is.
Fat Boys.
Fat Boys.
Heavy
good.
D and the Boys.
Heavy D.
Okay, okay.
LL Cool J.
LL is great. Easy E is
Easy E.
I'd put all that on,
Slick
y'all.
Rick.
Slick Rick.
Don't know Slick Rick.
Cool Keith.
Oh, wait. Rick James would be good.
Rick James pretty solid.
Rick James would be great.
He's in 87, he would have been great.
So good.
Thank you, Hoyle.
Oh, Hoyle. Wow. Hoyle, your mom is so fat, she eats Wheat Thix.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty
like,
good.
Wow.
Let's see.
Wheat Thix.
That's the greatest.
Did you guys see? Oh, first of all, Jesse James. What's the latest on Jesse James?
Sandra Bullock's husband?
Yeah.
Well, we all know about his alleged affairs. Not really alleged, but now he allegedly has four mistresses. Four mistresses have come forward in the Jesse James situation saying that they too have had a relationship with Jesse while he was married to Sandra. So what has he done? Well, his rep just announced that he has checked himself into a treatment facility to deal with personal issues.
Sex camp.
Sex camp.
This didn't used to happen. Tiger started it, don't you think?
Yeah. I've got a really, really hot opinion on this.
Okay.
I was talking to my friend Mark Maumann.
Yeah.
And he and I were talking about Jesse James and Sandra Bullock. I don't know why, but we really were.
Yeah.
And he goes,
Woods. A couple of girlfriends.
Yeah, a couple gals on the town chatting.
Right.
Well, he goes, Woodsy, I think I'm going to post on Facebook my feelings about this. I said, you should. You want to know what he said?
What?
He goes, dude, I don't feel bad for her at all.
For who?
Sandra Bullock. Okay. And I said, why? And I said, why? He goes, dude, you know who Jesse James' wife was before?
No.
Janine. She was an adult film actress. Yeah, he was married to her before. He goes, yeah. These girls go marry these bad guys and expect them to be something different?
Maybe he said he was.
Just because she's all polished and is winning Oscars and all that. She's like, dude, the guy is what he is.
Hello.
He's kind of a dirty dude.
Hello.
What? You're pointing at me.
Did you not change your colors 180?
Yeah. I did change my colors 180. But
The point was the guy's a dirty dude. He always has been a dirty dude. And he hasn't really, obviously hasn't changed a lick.
Well here's the deal. You know, with my changes, you got to see my changes. You have to see that there's actually changes.
Right.
But how do you know that behind closed doors, that's not exactly what he was saying?
I'll tell you how. Because, you know, I think that you made a good point when you said, what if he says that he changed? Okay, let's say me and you are walking through the jungle. And we come across a tree, and it's got this beautiful foliage on it. It's beautiful. It's got all these beautiful green leaves and everything. And you look up at it, and you go, I wonder what kind of tree that is. And I go, I don't know. So I pull a branch down, and I pull the leaves aside, and we see bananas. Now we know what kind of tree it is. It's a banana tree. Mm-hmm. Okay, before that, we could say whatever we want about this tree. We don't know, though, until we see exactly what type it is. And so as soon as you can see it actually producing something, then you go, oh, that's what type of tree it is.
Right. I don't understand that analogy.
The analogy
is, it just means the guy, obviously, he has four mistresses. How much could he have possibly changed?
Well,
yeah, but she obviously didn't know that.
And you got it when you're with him. You're either going to see certain behavior that you either bury or overlook. That's the word I was looking for. Yep. Overlook. You're going to see some behavior that you'll overlook. You'll go, eh, maybe that's just all men. Or, eh, maybe that's just him being him. Or, eh, maybe he's just going through something that guys go through at that age. Or, eh, I can definitely change him because I'm different than the other women that he's been with.
Right.
Or, and, you know, men and women are guilty of this. Men do this, women do this. So the way that you know is that he's not doing that anymore. He doesn't do that. When you're with him, he doesn't do that kind of stuff. You don't see it. It's not present. Because one thing that you could tell about people is they will show their colors. People will show their colors. You'll know who people are. You know, there's no doubt about it. You find out if you're with somebody, you're going to know what type of person they
are. Maybe she's a busy chick. She just won an Oscar. She's been doing a lot of movies.
For sure.
I just think it's disgusting to turn around and point the blame at the girl.
Oh, no.
Are you crazy? He didn't.
Bauman said he didn't feel bad.
He said, I don't sympathize. You marry a scumbag, you're going to get treated like a scumbag.
And by the way, I just want to say, I disagree with the sentiment of I don't feel sorry for her.
I feel sorry for her.
Absolutely.
I think it's awful.
Yeah, I do. I think it's awful what happened to her. And I also think that there is a point to be made in women that are with guys right now. What are you seeing? You know, I think that's the point of the deal.
Absolutely.
Is what's present? What are you seeing?
You know what? You keep touching a hot pot on the stove, and you keep burning your finger, and you wonder why you keep burning your finger.
But see? Her whole interview with Barbara Walters, she said they want the same thing. They want to be home. They want family. This is what
obviously
she
not.
Saw of him.
Right.
But this is what she saw.
See, how do you say, though,
he
that
he was
you
running gallivanting all over town, maybe while she was filming movies. How is she supposed to? She have ESP?
And how is she supposed to say, we want the same things? We want to be home. We want to be home, but she's not at home.
But right now is a hot time in her career. Maybe they've come to the agreement, okay, like, we've both been running around. What we want now is to be home. We want family. We want, like, I don't know if they have that daughter together. I think it's not
his
daughter.
And his ex-porn star wives.
But that's what he's saying. He's like, you marry a dirty dog, you're going to get treated that way.
And what is that? What? Because you make the point of the porn star, and that part, what do you mean by the porn star thing?
What if Rebecca used to date a male porn star? Would you have dated her? Probably not. I wouldn't.
If she used to
date?
Yeah. Well, I can answer that easily.
It's different.
She could have married a axe murderer, and I would marry her if she's different. It's about her, not him.
It would creep me out, dude.
It's about her. It's not about who he used to be with.
Who they were with before.
Yeah, who they're with before. It's about them.
So when Kim met me, I was a dirty dog.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was, you know, I was a player. Womanizer.
Write that down.
Crazy. I wanted to change once I met her to be a better person because I knew if I didn't, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be able to stay with her.
Right.
So you can't just say, hey, look, the banana tree. Because I was definitely a banana tree.
Yeah.
And I changed because I knew. I was like, hey, this is a good thing.
No, you weren't a banana
tree. You weren't. But you grew into a banana tree.
You grew into a banana tree that you could actually see the stuff happening.
You're a fruitful banana tree now.
Well, yeah. I'm a fruitful banana tree.
Write that down.
But Jay, I think we're making the same point. You're actually saying what I'm saying.
Right.
You used to be a dude that said all kinds. You could say whatever you want. You could go, I'm a banana tree. Really? All I see is leaves. You know, no, really, I am. But when she was with you and you decided that you were going to change, right? You decided, I want to be something different. Suddenly, you became something different. Now, when she starts to see the something different, same with me. My wife, before we got married, she had to see changes in me.
Actions speak louder than words.
Same with me. I had to see changes in her. We both had to see changes in each other.
Yeah, and you know, the point of his story was just like, hey, I really don't, I really can't feel super bad for her because, like, he feels bad for Elon Woods. He doesn't feel bad for Sandra Bullock.
See, but I was still surrounded by all the bad things that I'd been doing and all the bad people that I'd been around. So you could have, she could have looked at me and said, "Hey, there's no way this guy's going to change."
Right.
And 6 months in, I could have, you know, I could have fallen back, and for somebody to say, psh, "Don't feel sorry for her. Look at that guy. He was a dirtbag the whole time."
Well, Jay, my advice to her would have been, "Wait until you see this guy. This guy Jay has changed."
Absolutely.
That would have been my advice to her.
Yeah.
You know, I would have never said to her while you're hanging with the same dirtbags and you're hanging. If she's my sister, I'm going, "Hey, listen, you want to date this guy? Great, but wait to see some changes in this cat."
Right.
I mean, look what he's up to. And then you did change. I mean, you met her, fell in love, and said, "I'm changing because I love this girl and I want to be a different guy." And I think that was awesome.
Yeah. I had to just move. I had to get out of there. It was like I had to leave town.
Yeah.
So you guys don't think that's weird? Like, I don't think I could date Jamie if she's to date some male porn star.
Yeah, but
I really don't. Could you?
Can't help who you fall in love with.
I think that Sandra Bullock, when she met Jesse James, I'm sure she didn't expect to fall in love with him. Sometimes stuff just happens.
Oh, I think you can help who you fall in love with.
I think so, too.
No, I don't. No, not always. Not always. I don't think so.
You can't help the profession that they're in or their past.
You can't help that, but you can help falling in love with
somebody. You can stop yourself and go, "These are red flags. I'm going to turn away."
Absolutely.
But if she falls in love with his character and who she believes him to be, she might ignore the tattoos and the ex-porn star wife and, you know, any bad boy image that he may have had that he was
trying to
shed.
That's what he said. He goes, "You fall in love with a bad boy and you're going to get treated like a bad girl." He goes, that's my point. You fall in love with these bad boys and you expect them to be different because you're some, you know, high and mighty actress.
I see where he's coming from. Like, 100%, I see where he's coming from in saying that. And I said that about Elon Woods. Like, you're going to, you know, marry a celebrity that you're going to risk the chance of women throwing themselves at him more than any average man. But I'm saying, like, Sandra Bullock, when she met Jesse James, obviously Jesse made her feel a way that she's never felt before. Mm-hmm. And that, you can't control that. And I'm sure
but
in her
don't
mind.
Don't you think that there was red flags during that?
Of course. Of course. But I think in her mind, and it happens to a lot of people, sometimes you just want to be the person that can also change that person for the better. You want to have that influence in their life to make them a better person.
I know, but haven't we all heard the old adage? Don't think that you're going to change this guy.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe he was saying, some people will. I mean, I was actually talking about this last night. I know people that will completely change based on who they're dating, because they want to be that person. They'll be like, "Okay, well, this person's really
Jay did
spiritual. I'm going to be spiritual," and then eventually the true colors will shine through. But maybe this guy, in his heart of hearts, wanted to be like, "I don't want to," you know. Maybe he has to fight this, like what you guys all say you have, this urge to procreate. But he's like, "I don't want to do that. That was a dirtbag thing to do. I have a daughter now. I have a beautiful, talented woman that I want to treat right."
But he did it.
But maybe he didn't sail. Maybe that's not what he
maybe
was
he
showing.
Maybe he was. And my point is, because I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I get
that we know of.
I get what she's saying. But my guess is that if he was capable of having, if by the way, I want to make sure he had four different. Because right now what we have is
there's
a bunch
four
of women,
that have come forward.
There are four women that are saying it. I don't know that they did, but they're saying it. Let's say that he did have an affair with four different women. My point is if you're that guy that has the four different women, you can't hide other aspects of your life. You can't be like, "Oh, good, you know, Mr. Good Guy," be doing that.
Maybe.
It's going to show in other areas that Sandra probably went, it's not that. It's not that.
Maybe she was too busy to notice.
Which
could be.
That absolutely.
Like you said, I don't really feel bad for her then.
No. I do.
I feel sorry for her. That sucks.
I feel bad for her that she is in pain.
Yeah.
I think that the lesson in it is if you're with someone and there are flags, and there are, just ignore them.
You have to look for them.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes a zebra changes its stripes or whatever the stupid saying
I did.
Is.
I did. I changed
I'm working
my stripes.
On it.
I changed my stripes, but
I am.
But my wife saw behavior that used to exist, and then she saw it the way I talked, the way I walked, the way I, everything about me, she saw a complete transformation.
Maybe Sandra saw that too, and maybe he went back to his old ways. You never know.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Who do you think gets bigger tips?
Bigger what?
Bigger what? Tips.
T-I-P-S?
Is it the blondes?
Yes.
Is it... Does it have anything to do with bust size?
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with hair color?
Yes.
Does it have...
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Over again. Yes.
Service.
More.
It's about service.
It's about service. It's a smile.
I'll tell you what Cornell University just found out about it. Next.
Pop it in.
The Mikey Show.
And turn it on.
Call now.
Be a part of the Mikey Show now. Call 570-1949 or text 949Mikey@gmail.com. This is the Mikey Show. More coming up on FM 94.9.
And we are live outside on top of the parking structure with a lot of M1s. Make noise. M1 Nation is out in force. M1 Site is here. M1Site.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook. We encourage you to come down and hang out with us. We're at 1615 Murray Canyon Road. And let me tell you, these people are going to be spending the night camping. People are going to be here all night. And we encourage you to come out here and hang with us, too. If you do, bring a sleeping bag. Bring something warm. Bring something to bundle up in. I think a little bit later, Jay is going to be doing something with like a fire pit or something like that. Right, Jay?
Yeah, I brought a fire pit, so we'll fire that up.
Nice.
Weird.
Nice. So we'll get that going in just a little bit. Now, anybody that's been listening to the Mikey Show for any period of time is probably familiar with Eskimo Blue Waters, right? And Eskimo just came up to me on the side of the stage and said, hey, thanks for letting me do this gig, man.
She bummed a couple cigarettes for me, too, and didn't smoke them.
I don't smoke, so she didn't bum any cigarettes for me.
I know.
She bummed cigarettes from you?
And didn't smoke them. Just kind of puffed and threw
them
out.
Yeah, I know.
And then
she doesn't.
Another one.
She makes it seem like she smokes.
She keeps female Brett Michaels.
Yeah, she keeps asking me where her water is.
She's asking where her water is.
I didn't bring her any water.
Right. She's always asking you for something.
Yeah.
Well, she's here, so let me interview her real quick. Whoa, she's like got her. Oh, yes. Hi, Eskimo. How are you?
Were you talking about me? I was deep in thought.
You were deep in thought?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Eskimo.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a great opportunity. This is probably 100 times the audience I've ever had. So it's really great.
This is 100 times the audience that you would usually play to.
Yes. The people that are actually looking at me.
So up until this point, would you say the Grocers Union was probably the biggest gig?
Either that or Pepe's Taco Cart.
Right.
There's a lot of people that come in and out. None of them really speak English, but, you know,
right.
Set of ears.
Remember when you played that Little League game
and
all those parents were there? That was a pretty big
game. I got hit in the head with a baseball.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best.
Because nobody yelled heads up, which was rude.
No, that was rude.
Who do you got with you here?
Oh, this is my best friend, Mark Business.
Your BFMB?
My BFMB.
Your best friend, Mark Business.
Mark Business, yeah.
Mark Business.
Yeah, do I stutter?
Oh.
Do you call him BFMB?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
He's my BFMB.
Right.
If you will.
If I will. Okay, I will.
Mikey, did you not, do you see the connection?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like BFMC, her boyfriend,
Mark,
Matt Commerce.
Mark Business.
Yeah.
And Matt
Commerce.
Commerce.
Yeah.
Who the F is Matt Commerce?
What?
Some is, unknown hack?
What is...
Oh, wow.
What is What is on your hand?
What is on your hand? This is a... Like a glove, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. It's stylish.
Woods. What is that?
It's like an old sock. She cut a pinky.
No, I did not.
Is that a blue fishnet stocking or what is...
You wouldn't know fashion if it slapped you in the face.
Okay,
right?
okay, fine.
It's true.
I've never seen that before.
It's I don't know.
It's your own look.
Yeah.
It's your own look.
It's a sleeve.
Very blue.
Yep.
All right. Well, how about we get this thing going? You guys want to hear a concert? from Eskimo Blue Waters. All right, and your best friend, Mark Business, is going to play the guitar.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? I was going to play the guitar, but there's no mic stands.
Oh.
But what?
There's no mic stand, so I got to hold my mic. So
you want me to hold it for you?
No, no, I'll just put this next to me. If we can get a photo shot of me next to the guitar.
Well, wait.
What?
So you're not going to play the guitar?
No, that's why I got my friend Mark.
I know, but you have a guitar.
Why'd you bring it all the way down?
I was going to play it, and then they were like, oh, we're not prepared with any mic stands. So
okay. Like, we don't have anything to plug it in or something?
Professionals prepare. So,
right.
You ever just
right.
complain you about know. Gigs?
Yeah.
That you never have?
Are those your lyrics there? Or?
Oh.
What? It's a what? Set list.
It's just a set list?
Yeah.
It's your set.
It's my set.
How many songs are you going to do?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
So your set list consists of one song.
Yeah, man. I don't want to forget it. I've written literally.
You should hold it down with your boot?
I've written thousands of songs.
Yeah. You've written thousands of songs.
Thousands.
And you're going to hold your set list down with your boot.
So I don't forget.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right. And your best friend, Mark Business,
Mark
is ready
Business.
To help you out here.
Yeah, he's gonna take away. All right. This is a little song. It's the blues.
The blues.
The blues. So. I live in a car. Never drive too far. Try to make some dough. Anyway, I know I'm Eskimo. They call me Eskimo Blue.
Wow.
I drop the waters for the song.
Look at her foot. Look at her foot.
Falling down on me.
Bouncing foot.
Work for 949. I'm doing fine. I'm on the Mikey show. I'm telling you, Joe, I'm Eskimo. They call me Eskimo Blue.
Some people are really into it out there.
They drop the waters for the song, like the rain falling down on you. I'm sitting on stage, make minimum wage. Running out of lines, I'm dressed to the nines. I'm Eskimo. Hold on. Hey.
Cut it.
What are you doing?
Freestyling a little bit to kind of accent what you're doing.
If I wanted you to sing, I'd ask for it.
Okay.
Right? Oh, wow.
Okay.
She just boss you around like
back
that?
Back off.
She's in the rider. She put that.
Okay.
I don't really argue with her.
In the rider she put that?
She has a rider. Yeah. She's got a rider.
I said no freestyling. Stick to the plan, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, but he's your guitar player.
Yeah, but he's over there trying to steal my thunder and singing.
I know, but how would you know if he was freestyling? He's the guitar player.
He's saying, I'm Eskimo. He's not Eskimo. I heard him.
You heard it.
You're not Eskimo, though. So
yeah, you're Judy Douche. Your name is Judy Douche.
Are we going to go through this?
No. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Well, so, is that...
I just... Sorry. That was
really
a little unprofessional.
Mike.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
So we're going to take it... Mark, you're going to take it back to that chorus? Yeah. We'll go through it. Okay. I'm Eskimo. Drop the waterfall, the song like the rain falling down.
Sing it, Eskimo.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing?
I just thought it would add something.
Did we not just have this discussion?
I just thought your vocals were struggling a little bit towards the end there.
Oh, wow.
Say what? I was bending down to pick up my set list. What'd you say?
I thought that just the vocals need a little help towards the end. It was getting a little weak. No, I didn't mean it. No, don't give me that look, please.
You want out of the band or what?
He's your best friend.
I can get another one.
This is your best friend, Mark Business. This is your BFMB.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it strictly business.
Oh.
Okay, nothing.
The guy was trying to help. He thought that he heard you struggling there.
If I want you to think, I'll tell you to think.
Oh, she gets real bossy.
Mm. Okay. She's really bossy.
Look at these people. They came out to see me, okay?
Yeah, they came out to see you. They came out to see you.
Yeah.
This is our first gig. I'm sorry. We're still working out the kinks.
Okay.
It's the very first time you've ever played together.
Yeah, your first gig with people, right? Like our,
wow.
Our first gig together, right?
You're just going to put me on a spit, Mark? You're going to roast me up in front of my fans?
You're still my lines?
Yeah.
I don't know that these are really, you know, Eskimos fans necessarily,
maybe,
right?
Maybe we'll let the fans speak for themselves. If you're a fan, shout it out.
Oh.
Wow.
A little chilly.
All right. Let's go back to the chorus.
All right. Well, yeah.
Eskimo. They call me Eskimo Blue. I'll drop the waters for the song like the rain falling down. You don't want to do the last verse?
Okay. Sorry.
I think it's time to stop. I'm really serious. Quit strumming, man. All right.
Okay.
Oh, maybe they rehearse it.
Just rehearse
it.
A little.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Eskimo Blue Waters.
Put your hands together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe you rehearse it a couple times.
You
Eskimo.
Know, Mike, you called me up last night, said you didn't have enough bits for your microphone.
Right.
I thought I was helping out the
well,
rest of
I
my
did
teammates.
Too. I did too. And, you know, you brought your best friend, Mark Business. And
oh, sorry. I dropped something.
There's only one thing written on there. It just says, only one thing on there. Maybe you sign that and you toss it out in the audience. There you go.
Really?
Yeah, you. She got really excited.
I don't have a.
Yeah,
Sharpie.
Yeah.
Let me see if I have a pen.
You just happen to have a Sharpie on you or something? Or?
I thought Let's I had see. One. No.
Maybe ask Jay to get you one and tell him to get you everything else.
Hey, look
oh,
that.
Look at that. She's got. Oh, wow.
She
happen to have a pen.
Weird.
It's for lyrics.
So, just make that out to Ben or John or somebody.
Ben?
I don't know. Just make it out to somebody.
How about M. One Nation.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Good. And then what you could do is, since it doesn't really work to toss a piece
of
paper.
Can I get a water, Jay?
What?
No.
It's water.
Maybe since it doesn't work to toss a single piece of paper out into a crowd, maybe you ball it up and throw it out there. You doing some shorthand on there, Eskimo? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What?
Yeah, maybe ball that up and you just throw it out in the audience and whoever gets it, gets it.
Yeah, save somebody else's that one step of balling it up.
There you go. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh,
oh boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
You guys can fight over that later.
All right.
Well done.
Let's hear it for Eskimo Blue
Put
Waters.
Your hands together.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are 10 minutes away from a very big surprise. And so what I'm thinking is maybe we do a little 10-minute. We probably have something 10 minutes. Who's running the thing up there?
Will.
It's Will.
It's Will.
No, it's Will.
That caught on.
Wow.
That caught on real good.
So, because what I'd like to do is a little 10-minute deal.
Hey, Will.
Well.
Yes.
Can you look on the right array and see if there's a short 10-minute bit?
No, it would be on the left array, wouldn't it? I think it's on the left. It is. Oh. It is on the left array.
Well, I also put some.
11-minute.
Oh, 11. Play the 11-minute.
Perfect. Yeah. Play the 11. Play something 11 minutes. Five 7 0 is the number. 949Mikey@gmail.com is our text. If you want to get a hold of us by text, love to hear from you. Coldplay. Here's the deal. Because of what's going on in Haiti, Simon Cowell got a bunch of people together and big stars. And
they did a remake of Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Yeah, came out in 92.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song.
Yeah, and so he, it was kind of like in a We Are the World fashion. He got all these people together.
So many people. Do you want me to tell me?
Tell me some of them.
Kylie Minogue, Leona Lewis, Mariah Carey, Rod Stewart, Miley Cyrus, Susan Boyle, Cheryl Cole, Michael Bublé.
Every time.
James Blunt, James Morrison. Just big people. I mean, it's like 30 people.
All right, let's hear what it sounds like.
Exactly the same.
He produced it? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Simon They're saying it's going to be platinum by the end of this week. The biggest UK seller in a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we know who that is?
I think it's Celine Dion.
Celine Dion's a unicorn. This is what I describe as a unicorn. A unicorn is somebody that has a talent that is so weird. Like, it's so, like, there's something going on in their throat that's so different, and they sing in such a different way.
Yeah.
That it's as, like, strange as a unicorn running down the street. Like, when Mariah Carey sings, I go, whoa, wow. Weird.
And her speaking voice is so low, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive.
Stop.
She has a cigarette dangling from her.
Black scum.
Mariah, don't let
yourself go. All the money's going to go to Haiti?
Yeah.
A quarter of it.
A quarter of it?
Simon takes the rest.
Yes.
It's all going to Haiti.
You better. I'd be so mad if anybody got money from it.
If Simon got a nickel.
Oh, dude, I would be so upset at that.
I know.
That's where I am.
Yeah. I'm over her. Yeah. I'm going to say that right now.
15 years ago.
After fantasy.
Is this somebody else or still her?
Still her, of course.
Where's Chris Martin from Coldplay?
Ever since she married Nick Cannon, I'm just over her. James Blunt, I think.
God.
You're beautiful.
They gave him one word.
And they let him do one word.
No. That's all. Good job, dude. You're out.
He's like, you had me sing the whole song, though. You just used the word.
Well,
you just
used the one word.
That's it? Now. That's all you used?
We picked what we could.
Okay. Yeah,
we
took
what,
a lot
we
of
took,
you.
Yeah, we took what was good.
Miley.
Get.
Love her.
Get.
Rod.
No.
Yeah? Why so much Rod Stewart?
He's a legend, Mike.
Can you imagine all those divas in one room together? How much sushi did they have to buy for this take, dude?
Caviar.
Good God.
The room smells like
fish market.
Yeah. You walk in there, it smells like Yellowtail.
No, I guarantee they all went to their own record label and recorded the whole thing on their own, and then they just...
No, that's...
It. No, they got to be together, yeah.
They get them all together.
Did you?
Sienna, you
they really do.
Well, actually, you're right.
Sienna doesn't remember We Are the World.
She was
back in the day.
6 months old.
Yeah.
No, you weren't even born.
Yeah, she wasn't even drinking the rice formula yet.
They've redone We Are the World, too. I'm trying to find the song, but we have all that also. It's the same thing, Money for Haiti.
No, let me keep it here. No, I Clay.
Nobody
A.
knows who that
Clay.
It
A.
might be. It's cool. Might be Michael Bublé.
Hmm?
I don't know. No.
Blind again.
Take comfort in your friends.
Sienna's grandmother was actually there.
Yes.
My grandma's really good. She would be on there.
That's right.
That sounds like the boob, yeah.
That's the boob.
Oh!
John Bon Jovi.
Do you guys know who Joe McElderry is? I think that's him.
Oh, that sounds like John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're living on a prayer. Is that Rod again?
Are we going to listen
to
him?
Dude,
probably in his contract.
Shoving people out of the way.
It's like, hey,
get it to me!
Give it to me.
You guys
give
me the microphone.
My gosh.
Miley Cyrus only saying like one word.
Good.
She needs to get back in the mix.
She's not even going to be in the picture in like a year.
Stop.
Trust me.
Yes, she will be.
She will.
Yes.
It's the Jonas Cousins. They couldn't get the brothers.
No, the Jonas Brothers are
cousins in
the... The Jonas Brothers are in the We Are the World one. We'll hear that later.
Yeah.
It's pretty, though.
Beautiful. I like it.
Yeah. Always been a good team.
Susan Boyle. Yes!
That's Susan Boyle?
Yes!
Beautiful voice. She's a gorgeous voice.
Hey, just keep her behind a screen.
Stop
and you're
it.
Good to
I mean,
go.
It's not...
She's lovely.
She's a lovely person.
She's a cat
lovely.
Named Pebbles.
And you're being inappropriate.
She doesn't have a cat named Honeybell.
Oh, she's done.
Who that?
Maybe Leona Lewis?
Maybe.
Where's the guy?
It's Nick Lachey.
It turns out it's Nick Lachey.
James Morrison?
No, it's actually Rod Stewart changing his voice a little bit.
Fighting for
more time.
Mikey's just guessing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, that's kind of I recognize those pipes anyway. No clue. Yeah, absolutely. Kylie Minogue.
There's so many people that are sprinkled in that I don't even recognize their names, so that's the problem.
That's the Noger.
No, she's not on it.
Yeah. We just start naming random people that we think, is that Ashley Judd?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Is that Tom Hanks?
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
That's James Gum.
Is that Kevin Spacey and James Gum? The serial killer from the
Definitely.
Silence of the Lambs? Everybody hurts. Sometimes. When the day's long. Yeah, the Hannibal Lecter. Everybody has sometimes.
What do you know about that?
Is that Kevin Towers, former general manager of the San Diego Padres?
Is
that Kevin Towers?
I think it is.
Oh, my stomach. Oh,
I'm trying to hold on to it.
Hold on. Hey, Lurder.
I imagine them all together swaying.
Yeah, they probably are.
Hold on.
They had filmed it, right? There's got to be a video.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see that.
It's Simon Cowell, dude. There'll be a special.
I have a video on my blog right now, but it's not of them performing it. You can just hear the song.
They actually did tryouts for this, and they had judges.
Exactly.
To get in there.
Simon Cowell judged.
Yeah.
Oh, that was absolutely dreadful.
Horrific.
That was painful.
If you were chosen to be in one of Simon Cowell's songs, though, I would feel like I am one heck of a singer. If he's like, I want you to be in the song that I'm producing.
Of course.
Oh.
Man, that was great.
I can't believe we went through that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was like 5.5 minutes of the song.
We still haven't got to the misunderstood lyrics, so we'll do that. I got to tell you about this 14-year-old girl that fought off a shark. This is crazy.
So great.
This is from the Foo Fighters' first album. Every single instrument being played is Dave Grohl.
No.
He did every, yeah, the whole, it was a, this is a demo. The actual version of the Foo Fighters' first album, the whole thing's a demo. None of it was, they just did the demo. So there's no musicians, it's all him.
He's so good.